God damn, that is so good. This is the Jick and Skullhead Show, 10 dozen minutes of Wherefore and Whither Art Thou with Jick and Skullhead. I'm Skullhead in the house.
Yeah, me too. I gotta say, I prefer the Pop Goes the World to the Safety Dance.
Yeah, I would have to agree that that's just a little bit better of a song. I thought for a second you were gonna say you prefer the kind of lame, tepid dance remix of the Safety Dance, and then I would have to disagree with you strongly. But it's really hard to find that version of it, or the version that I just played nowadays.
Well, really? I don't think I've ever even heard the other version.
It's like twice as long, and it starts out without the like synthesized horns, just like some kind of drum beat and somebody going S A F E safety dance, and it has none of the lo-fi charm of the original, in my humble opinion.
Huh. I finally found something that I always wanted, and this was actually a couple years ago, Jesus Christ, this was like 5 years ago now. But the Pretentious Artist finally found me an LP single of Pop Goes the World.
Wow. What's on the flip side of that?
You know, I don't remember. It might be the Safety Dance.
Hmm. I mean, I have one other Men Without Hats song, and it's not anywhere near as good.
Yeah.
I mean, called Moon.
Well, maybe they were a two-hit wonder. Hmm. So, how you been?
Good. We just got back up from Tucson, spending a weekend with Jezzerfly and her family. We went down to Mexico in a Winnebago, and that was entertaining. A Winnebago.
Find a bar up against the, that was actually the tip of some ancient pyramid?
No.
Full of vampires and strippers?
If we did, we certainly would have stayed away, no matter how cheap their pussy was.
Right.
This is an older Winnebago that is going to be at Jezzerfly's house for a while. And there's the possibility that a bunch of us kids could go and take a trip down to Mexico in it, which would be a lot of fun.
Wouldn't someone have to get a commercial driver's license?
Yeah, that's the only thing. And one of us would have to be Harvey Keitel.
All right. What does it take to get a license to drive one of those? I mean, do you have to go to the DMV in a Winnebago and take a driving test in it?
I would think that
in something big enough to qualify. They surely don't, like,
have a loaner.
They don't provide cars or anything, yeah. I mean, I guess you probably have to take a more strenuous written exam.
Hmm.
Although, I mean, no offense to truckers, but it can't be that hard, you know?
It seems like more than the written exam, they would be more interested in you being able to drive the thing without endangering yourself and others.
Yeah.
It's really not that much longer than a U-Haul. Like the biggest deal of all, so I wouldn't think it would be a huge deal.
No, especially if you weren't, I mean, you know, trying to take it through a drive-through or, you know, get it. It just seems like you would be able to keep it pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know, on something like a trip to Mexico. That'd be kind of cool because we could just, I mean, it would cost nothing to stay there.
Yeah.
Because those RV parks, I mean, that's what we used to do when we would go down there. It's like, you can rent a spot at an RV park for like $10, and they don't care if you have an RV or not.
I think it's around about 20 these days, but definitely cheaper than a hotel.
Jesus. And, you know, honestly, I would still want to stay in one of those condos, because that's just really nice.
Yeah, what I said was we could all drive down there in the Winnebago, and then Jick would stay in the condo, because it rides 8 but sleeps 6.
Huh.
I really like machinery that does the things that this Winnebago does. Like, you flip two buckles and pull this thing down, and it rests on top of the front seats, and it's a bed. And then you flip a couple switches on the table, and it kind of goes down and rests in between the two seats that are on either side of the table, and then that's a bed. And it's just kind of low-grade Optimus Prime kind of stuff.
Or like Corbin Dallas's apartment in The Fifth Element.
Yeah. Which I thought was pretty groovy, too.
Yeah.
Although the whole show.
Especially when Cornelius gets stuck under the... If only Cornelius was actually Roy Orbison, all of my Roy Orbison wrapped in cling film fantasies could have come true.
Right. I was sad to see visited that site again, and he had, like, hear the Roy Orbison wrapped in cling film song, and I thought that had the potential to be the coolest thing ever. But it was just a computerized voice reading one of the Roy Orbison and Klingfilm stories over a beat. So, a little disappointing.
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, but
everybody's free to... It's like Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Rap Roy Orbison and Klingfilm.
Right, but think of the missed opportunity.
Trust me on the Klingfilm.
How awesome it would be to hear, like, strumming on a guitar and then some kind of sensitive melody.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anything new with
you? You know, it could be like a Roy Orbison medley, you know, just with the lyrics subtly altered.
Ryan, wrapped in Klingfilm.
I don't know. I don't think anything new has happened since we last had dinner at the Macaroni Grill. We went and saw The Hills Have Eyes last night at a very late show.
Was that good at all?
It was disturbing. I would not have had any inclination to see it at all if I hadn't heard a pretty favorable review for it on NPR.
Huh.
Which, you know.
Seems strange.
Sorry. But I'm a liberal pinko queer that listens to NPR. It was scary. In a not a sense. You know, something about the way that they make movies now just makes it so the, like, shit jumping out at you isn't scary anymore.
Yeah, you mean everything's kind of cued with the music and...
It's not even that. I mean, for some reason, the first thing I noticed this in was 28 Days Later, right? There's all these points where something just jumps out at you, and it's supposed to be scary, but every time, somehow, about a half a second before it happens, I'm just, something's about to jump out. And then it does, and I believe that it's like a visual cue. Because you know how ever since Gladiator, there's that weird shit they do where it's kind of like they start emitting frames?
Yeah.
Like stuff gets kind of jumpy, and like you can tell, it always, fire always looks really weird when they're doing that.
Yeah.
But it's like something about 28 Days Later, like they would cut to that kind of visual effect right before something scary happened. So that the scary thing would, look like that. But I don't know. Like, there was only one point in The Hills Have Eyes that was actually, like, startling, and it was just one of those, like, sort of fake ones where this guy's creeping up on something and then, like, a bird flies out of it.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know. It was, it was worth seeing.
It was only a cat phenomenon.
Right.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
I watched Alien vs. Predator this weekend also.
Why was that again?
You know what? Honestly, I didn't think it was all that bad. I mean, it was on television, it's on HBO or whatever all the time, so I recorded it a few weeks ago thinking that I might someday sit through it. And I finally did. And I don't know, apart from some stupidness at the end, like, I really didn't feel like it was all that bad of a movie.
Huh. I just remember the trailer with the hordes of CG aliens and predators crawling all over each other and thought it looked kind of dumb.
That was in a flashback, though. So, I mean, it didn't really... There were only, I don't know, 8 or 10 aliens.
Huh.
And there were 3 predators, was all. But they flash back to when, you know, predators colonized the Earth. That which was kind of stupid. I mean, it had this kind of a Stargate thing. But they built these pyramids, which were like storage tanks for aliens, so that every 100 years they could come back and have a alien hunt.
Huh.
What was the premise? Which, I mean, it does kind of violate the predator narrative, because, like, why would a predator just come here to fuck around in the jungle on an off year?
Right.
You know.
Like, but human beings would be a challenging prey compared to an alien.
Yeah. You know, I guess army dudes would be. And one thing that I don't like is that, you know, aliens are difficult to kill to varying degrees depending on how dramatic it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, in the second movie. I mean, in the first one, there was only one, and it, like, killed everybody. And then in the second one, it was like, you know, they were just mowing them down left and right with, like, a couple of machine gun shots or, like, a single blast from a flamethrower. And then in the third one, there was only one, and it killed everyone. Which, at least in the third one, they didn't really have a lot of weapons.
Right.
Maybe that was true in the first one, too. I mean, that I guess that does kind of make sense, that the second one it was a bunch of Marines, and the first one it was just like, it wasn't a military ship, right? It was just like some exploratory vessel.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think the second Alien sucks.
You what? What is wrong with you?
Okay,
Rip brings up something. Sorry.
Yeah.
Rip was in the middle of saying something, and I finally figured out what it was. He was saying something about it taking on characteristics of the host, which I didn't think was an actual principle until Alien versus Predator, where at the very end of it, that alien bursts out of a Predator's chest, and it's got the Predator face thing on it, which...
Well, they explored that to some degree in 3, where they had the alien with the kind of dog qualities to it. But it wasn't until the fourth one that they explored that to a retarded degree.
Well, but I thought the fourth one, the point was that it wasn't an alien. Like, if the alien had come out of her before she died, it wouldn't have been like that. It was like a side effect of the cloning process. Not that I'm willing to go to very...
The only very thing good, we can defend Alien 4 for was the line, "I'm not the person with whom to fuck."
Who was it that said that? Was it Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that being cool if Ron Perlman said it.
But just the way that you described the first three Aliens movies kind of illustrates why I don't like the second one. The second one was like a video game. Like, okay, you know what would be really cool? If we had a shitload of aliens, but then we had space marines, and they had all kinds of weapons, and everybody said, like, stupid, clever shit, and then they mowed down the aliens, and even though the aliens' blood is made of acid, it wouldn't really do anything corrosive, per se, and then, you know, she could get in the loader and fight the queen, and then she could say, something like, "fuck you, bitch," and hit him, and then that would be really... Just to me, it's like a 12-year-old got to write a script for a movie. That's what it would be.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's a... I don't know. Like, I compare it to an action movie today and tell me that it isn't at least not as bad.
Yeah, but the first and third actually had some ambiance to them.
Yeah, the third one had that guy from that show, Rock.
Yep.
Charles S. Dutton.
I mean, I like the third one because it destroys everything she fought to save in Aliens, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the third one, though, did you ever read that play that William Gibson wrote for the third one?
No.
It was really good. It was like, I feel like you would have felt that it was satisfying because it sort of took the tradition of the second one and brought it back around to the first one, kind of. You know, it was like a smarter action movie, or it would have been. And they confirm, rather than just speculating, that the alien was like some sort of biological warfare agent that got out of hand.
That part I don't think
from some other culture.
Well, I don't know. I guess that would make more sense because it's a creature that doesn't seem to really need to feed. Like its life cycle doesn't really work about that the way that a natural being would.
Well, I think it kind of does. If the Alien versus Predator video game is any indication, the thing that makes you go from the thing that bursts out of the chest to the thing that runs around with claws and the extra mouth is eating a cat.
Huh.
So I think basically they got the host that they burst out of, then they have to eat a single cat, and then they grow to the larger size.
Damn, I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah, dude. Tell me. So, you can try a dinner. Xenophobe got a cat for the office, and in the grand anime dork tradition, gave it a Japanese name. Goddamn anime.
Wow, that fact. Was like the last safe haven. I was telling people who were coming to Con 3 and were allergic to cats, they're like, "Where can we hang out?" Well, the office doesn't have a cat. you hate Spaz Warrior, don't you?
I do.
Well, if we end up renting a house like we were talking about, then Poncho's just sent me a private message reminding us that we have a radio show.
Oh, thank you,
Poncho. I'd completely forgotten. So where are we going to start on this list of questions?
I don't know. It was huge before I even sent out any messages today. We could go... We could go fast. Zen00 says, could it be made this so if you have full MP, you can't use an MP restoring item in your skills page? Maybe that it just wouldn't give you the option if your MP was full, but I don't want to code each item to, like, not use if it's going to be wasted. And there's some stuff that wasn't too tricky to do like that, but I don't want to have to go back and do that with every single thing that calls the add MP function. Also, he asks, could you remove the stat requirements for certain areas, like over the beanstalk? It's annoying when I buff my moxie with items that reduce my mysticality, so I can't adventure there anymore. Well, don't do that. You have to be at least that mystical to adventure there, and that's something that... There are very few things left in the game that are specifically geared to slow you down, so give us those when we got them. Or, you know, like give us those ones that are left, because they make us happy.
And since we've kind of run the gamut of positive effects to give to, like, item enchantments and stuff, it seems like there will be more of a future in providing better advantages than existing equipment combined with detriments, like something that boosts your muscle at the cost of your moxie, or boosts your melee damage and increases chance of fumbling, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, choices are good. We like you.
Morbank says, it would be funny if the diamond-studded cane took meat away from female monsters when used. That would be kind of funny. Because, you know, bitch better have your money. Donkey Lover asks why there are no donkeys at Large Donkey Mountain Ski Resort. I need somebody to love. Why is that, Mr. Skullhead?
It seems like you really wouldn't see them up there unless they were acting as the power for the ski lift, which maybe they are. Huh. You can pretend. You know,
yeah. So I just imagine that every time you ski, you're using the
I think if you want somebody to love and you need somebody to love, then you're going to have to find somebody to love, really. It's not our job to provide you with somebody to love.
Dumbass says, can you make it so when you take items out of Hank's of the closet, you can take an entire outfit at once? No, I don't want to mess with that. I can't imagine a non-cumbersome way to give you that option that wouldn't just be like sort of cluttery and a waste of space for everyone who wasn't trying to do that.
And you can always hit the plus sign twice and then
select
all three.
That is true. Hohokus suggests, and this was an idea that I saw in the forum that I actually... It's an interesting idea, the ring of cumulative aggravation. Ah, cumulative aggravation. Where it's a plus monster level where the more of them you have on, the more effective each individual one is. I think basically what they want is a cheap way to get a lot of plus monster level.
Hmm.
Which, you know, that's not... Not necessarily the end of the world, but I do like the whole sort of synergy of enchantments effect. Although describing that might get a little awkward. Zen00 says, why is there not a reference to peanuts on the bowling trophy? When you get it, it says your name is misspelled on it. Charlie Brown got a trophy with his name misspelled on it. I don't like Charlie Brown. Every man my ass.
I don't know.
Every man I've ever met is funnier than that.
I like old peanuts strips before they got really sentimental and they were just kind of cruel. It was entertaining. And I have a soft spot in my heart for the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
I forget what it was that website that I keep forgetting what it is that Riff reads that somebody the sneeze of like that he had found an old Peanuts cartoon that was basically like Franklin trying to play hockey and then Lucy saying like, haha, niggers can't play hockey.
That has to be photoshopped.
No, it wasn't exactly like that.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it was pretty much Lucy saying, "Stop wasting your time because Black can't play hockey."
Huh.
And so he said that maybe that was racist. And Charles Schulz wrote him a letter that was like, "How can you claim that it's racist for pointing out that there were no Black players in the NHL?" I'm like. I don't know. It just was a little goofy. I mean, I'm not going to say that, like, Charles Schulz is erased, but I don't know. I mean, yeah.
You can see, though, if the difference between saying Black people can't play hockey and observing that there are no Black players in the NHL.
Well, right. But, I mean, what's the implication of that observation? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's to just say what? I wasn't trying to imply that black people can't play hockey. Although I don't even know that the assessment that black people can't play hockey is racist.
I don't know. I mean, if it is, then white men can't jump is completely racist.
Well, so. Right, but it's remember, it's okay for minorities to be racist.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Just not white people. Yeah.
You know, I wish that there was a way that we could take more pride in the fact that we're white.
Yeah,
you know, if
that
we could
would
kind
really
of actualize
be,
the power.
If we could
we
celebrate
have.
Our power, yeah, yeah.
Only we could form some kind of like gang or club.
Or clan.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? And I mean, really, if there are no two more powerful forces in the universe than fire and Jesus.
Huh.
So what could we use as a symbol that somehow combined fire and Jesus?
We could take loaves of bread and fish and cook them until they were really black. And
ooh,
eat them.
Ooh, ooh, good idea.
Yeah, it would have been a different world if we had been in charge. The Klingon would just sit around in a cage and food. Anyway.
Vlad Flipshot says, do you have to get all the sex changes needed for the Genderbender trophy all in the same life? Ah, damn it. I just accidentally spoiled that trophy.
Yeah,
not
you
that
did.
People didn't probably figure it out. Yeah, there's 7 more left to discover. No, there's 10 more at this point.
I thought there was at least 15.
I think it's just 10 at this point. Oh, William Wallace says, when is the extra profanity filter going to be implemented?
Fucked if
I don't
know
what you're talking about. Yeah. The extra. Huh. I don't know what that.
Don't you remember that conversation? I thought you were joking.
What?
The conversation about
the filter where we add extra profanity. All right. I do. Yeah. Oh boy. Just looking. Bunny Up Andler asking if we've seen the Hitler rap.
No.
No.
Nothing's funnier than Hitler, but I haven't seen it.
Oh boy. Shaft 1986 says, shouldn't spices do hot damage? General spices make stuff hot. Generally, spices make stuff hot. The General Lee.
The General Lee spices make stuff hot?
Yeah. No. See, the General Lee's Confederate flag makes stuff hot.
Under the collar.
around which there's a ring. What was that? What were those commercials for, that ring around the collar thing? Some
shout?
Whisk?
Something.
Yeah. Get it all out.
Yeah.
Get the all out, because it's the stain lifter.
So wait, is that
no, spices shouldn't...
With all?
Hot and spicy aren't the same thing. You know, it's like stove hot and pepper hot. Two totally different things. Rickett says the plural form of funky brass fez is funky brass fezes. We demand funky brass feces, and I will provide it to you. Spindling this item for you. Remember the thermos song from The Jerk?
Yeah.
How he wrote a song about picking out a thermos.
God damn, I hate that movie.
Man.
I think you should understand by now that I really don't like movies where really dumb people do excruciatingly dumb things, and somehow that's supposed to be funny. So that would apply to Tommy Boy, Freddy Got Fingered, The Jerk. People do retarded things such as playing ping pong.
Tom Green
okay.
isn't dumb.
His whole shtick is, the first time I saw him, and the second and third and fourth times I saw him, I thought, God, this is some mildly retarded person that they've put on the air to make fun of. And then I found out he wasn't retarded, and like, okay, so it's okay to think he's a dickhead.
Oh, come on.
Retarded people are funny.
Bunny of Bandler, Ron says, what the fuck? After 150 adventures with Ring of Conflict and deodorant, I didn't get the friggin' sex change adventure. Did you make it rarer or something? No, the only thing that would actually prevent you from getting it is if you'd already gotten it once and turned it down that day. which I doubt you had.
Right.
That's funny. We're totally getting all these people to adventure in the sleazy back alley. You know, I've never actually deliberately used a trophy to, like, get rid of something, but it's a powerful force.
Hmm. We should have a trophy for the most Mr. A's you throw in the fountain.
Bobo the Bum says, sorry if this has been asked before, but if the Nutty Sorceress's stats are based on one's own stats, does that make it a strict RNG fight? No, not at all. There are ways to... And we made sure of this during Ascension testing. There are specific strategies that you can employ to just make it so you will almost certainly beat her if you do the right thing, no matter what class you are, no matter what set of skills you have, no matter what level you are. So, no. I mean, what it does is it makes it so that there is a tremendous amount of strategy involved in the fight rather than it just being whose numbers are bigger. The Gunrun says, you should have a holiday where all levels, items, stats, and gains in the game are rounded to the nearest tenth. It would really help people with OCD. But they're all integers. The nearest tenth is the same as what they are.
Huh. Also, we're not down with OCD. And you don't know
you me. Don't know us. Count D says, can we get rooms corresponding to all of the giants in the castle? I don't remember why we didn't, but probably not.
The Cyclops says we should make the Thunder Guitar a one-handed axe.
Why one-handed?
I don't know. It seems like it should be two-handed, for sure. Although, I guess if you were just... You can play an electric guitar with one hand, where you just kind of hit the string hard enough on the fretboard to make it ring.
Huh.
I don't know.
Maybe you can. I can't.
Uh-huh.
Ponjos asks, as a bunch of people have over time asked, give us an option to make the channel tag appear for the channel we're currently in. That way all the rooms would show a tag. Yeah, in fact, I'm just going to put that on Xenophobe's to-do list to add that in as a chat option. Because I would like to have that myself. It'd be pretty trivial to do it. Bunny Up Handler asked if the new AT or Accordion Thief plus monster level buff has a cap. No, it doesn't. Someone at level 80 would have 160 plus 160 monster level from one buff. You know, somebody at 100 or level 80 pretty much do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Blue Wolfsbane says it's a fucking game.
Thank you for pointing that out. I did not know that. I was thinking it was some kind of food processor, and it was working very, very poorly. I tried.
Ponjo says, shouldn't a cloud of nudity contain sleaze damage? Is that in the things that monsters do to you sometimes? I didn't know anything actually still used that list of spells. Veracity says, how about make the arena like the shore, tell you how many wins to a prize when you first enter? Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Dr. Van Van Mojo also says, is there any chance of implementing Gru Eggnog or Lucky Surprise Eggnog for hard on their luck boost to Farians? boost to Farians get all the rewards from the tavern, says Riff. So, I guess not. Although, really, we did only give the Gru Egg a use for eating classes, eating paths. The monkey says, I had an exam today for the whole day, and we were allowed to listen to our MP3 players. That was 6 hours straight flat of your radio show when I normally would be doing work. And then, asterisk, art.
So by work, he means art. Well, that's kind of groovy. I tend to listen to our shows whenever I have my iPod on. Just because, you know, for one thing, it's insular and masturbatory, which is how I roll. And it's also kind of handy to get suggestions to improve the show. Because, you know, I've totally improved the way that I operate during a show since I've been listening.
You have. Yeah.
You remember when I would just connect and then go for like an hour and a half?
Yep.
I've gotten much better.
Gleeb says, how about having combat init decreasers in red text instead of blue in an item's description? Yeah, you and Hot Stuff ought to have a gay old time turning everything red. Paint the town red. Find a black door and give it another external coat of red.
Wow.
Because you're not all depressed about Vietnam.
I was half a second behind you on that.
Oh, yeah?
Freaky.
You know, he wanted negative enchantments to show up in red, but I think my problem with that was that there are cases where we don't... There are cases where it's not clear whether things are negative or not, and some positive enchantments use negative numbers, so it also would have been sort of tricky to... You know, we would have to basically hard code for each enchantment which direction was positive and which one was negative, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in terms of its effect. Like, not... I mean, it's easy to determine on numbers which ones are positive and which ones are negative, but I meant, like, which ones were desirable and which ones weren't. Yeah. Bunny of Bandler says, will the level 14 Turtle Tamer skill come out with all the other level 15 skills, or will it come out separate? I would think for the sake of completeness, it should go out as soon as it's done. Yeah, we're getting pretty close to... we're getting pretty close to being done with all the... See, the thing is, there's... The level 14 Turtle Tamer skill actually involves changing a tremendous number of the earlier Turtle Tamer skills. Turtle Tamer skills were boring. They had like 6 or 7 skills that all did exactly the same thing. But yeah, there's some neat stuff in there. And if the dev team ever gets done whining about it, then we'll be ready to roll it out. Although I think everybody's pretty much happy with what we've arrived at, or that... at which we have arrived.
Yes. Oh, Ponjo says that the cloud of nudity is from a monster in the Fernsworthy basement. Which...
Huh.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far in my go-through of all of the monsters and adding attacks and whatnot, so...
Those should have been there when it was gone through before. That's kind of strange. Fushiga Tenshi says, is there a reason you can't dual-wield one-hand ranged with one-hand non-ranged? Yes. Because it doesn't make any sense. We didn't want you to be able to hit with melee weapons based on your moxie if you had a ranged item in your main hand, and vice versa. Yeah.
I mean, on a practical level, you have to choose. Either you're going to stay back and hit, or you're going to come up close and hit.
Yep. Although, you know, there are all those guys that have, like, a sword and a gun, and they stab you and then shoot you.
Which is fairly redundant.
Yeah.
There's the Final Fantasy VII weapon that
Unless
is
you're
a
fighting
gun with a sword on it.
I saw a sword with a gun on it when I was at the museum.
So somebody actually made one? I mean, like, it was a Final Fantasy weapon, and I thought it was kind of silly. But,
yeah. No, there was a sword that the handle was like one of those pirate looking pistols.
Huh.
Yeah, it was kind of strange. I mean, it kind of makes sense, I guess, because in battle, one of those pistols, you know, once you shoot it once, you pretty much not get a lot of use out of it unless you can hide somewhere for 3 minutes to repack the wad and the cone of powder horns. And the horn of powder cones.
Okay, you're giving me flashbacks to last night's paper grading.
What?
There was one paper that the guy repeatedly used the phrase word spoken speech, talking about a speech that a politician delivered. In his word spoken speech, Lyndon Johnson, blah blah blah. I say word spoken speech. I guess spoken word speech would have made sense, but would have been no less redundant. Maybe he just meant that it contained words, and that he spoke them, and it was a speech.
Yeah.
Arizona Education.
NES Outlaw says, you guys should sell meat globes in the Store of Loathing. I don't know about that.
I can see how that would look. And I can't,
yeah.
I can't imagine how we would go about getting one manufactured.
Yeah, because, I mean, we'd have to make, you know, little meat-shaped tiny flakes in the billions.
Yeah, and then each one would have to have a little model of the seaside town on it. In the middle.
The Tortellini says, does the gas mask still drop, albeit rarely, or has that joined the legions of non-attainable items? It does not drop. It is non-attainable. Kerlik reporting problems, as are a handful of people receiving email for password resets, which I just don't understand, because we cannot make it fail. Although, one of those spam tracking agencies apparently has it in for us. They keep sending these reports to the hosting company saying that spam is originating from our network, but they're saying that it's originating from ports that don't have mail services running on them.
Hmm.
So, it just, what they are saying is happening is just patently impossible. And, I don't know. Huh, Gleebs says something about the sugar-coated pine cone. How would Gleebs know about that? Oh, shit, that was like Saturday night, huh?
That's why I'm like, dude, draw a pine cone.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you meant, like, right now. I thought it was ready for... Oh, okay. I didn't realize that had already happened. Yeah, well, okay, that's because the sugar-coated pine cone is the prize in a mock Children's Meal of the Damned.
Does the Children's Meal of the Damned still have the picture of the goth giant's cat on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Because it was a goth giant's cat themed Children's Meal of the Damned.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get like a McDonald's Happy Meal with a picture of Hercules or Tarzan or whatever the kids are watching these days.
I'm pretty sure it's not Hercules and Tarzan.
Yeah.
Has Disney released any movies lately?
Chicken Little was the last one.
Huh.
You're still probably dealing with the
whole right. But what about just straight animated movies?
The last one of those was the Home on the Range that nobody went and saw.
I don't think I ever even heard of that.
Yeah, that's the problem. Although, now that Pixar pretty much owns the animation part of Disney, they're probably going to set up another 2D animation thing.
So it'll just be, like, animated versions of the Facts of Life?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if they're going to have a Mrs. Garrett division as well. Could be just a 2D division.
Yeah, I wish I could imitate Mrs. Garrett. But I can't. I'm not even going to try.
Can you imitate the Family Guy imitating Mrs. Garrett?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I watched Family Guy when I ate lunch today. The Family Guy from Sunday. It was pretty good.
That was a good story.
Yeah. It had some funny references in it. It had a Better Off Dead reference. You probably don't like that movie, because it has stupid people doing retarded stuff.
Wait, I'm sorry, which movie?
Better Off Dead.
Oh, I love Better Off Dead, because it's not full of stupid people doing retarded stuff.
The guy who played Booger in Revenge of the Nerds,
he's not
stupid.
He's
retarded stuff.
His brain is fried. I never said I had anything against what? That.
Well, then, that's what
Chuck
happened
Marley,
in
I get.
People's brains were just... And that was the point of Tommy Boy. His brain was fried because he drank a lot and smoked a lot of weed in college.
Because he was too fat. The fat got to his brain.
He was fat to avoid tripping and falling on a lit bong. You don't understand. He's clumsy because he's fat. And he's fat because he's clumsy. And he's stupid because he's clumsy. There are all kinds of ways in which this works out. Seriously.
I see.
6 Feet Under says, would it be possible to get some sort of locking mechanism in the Colossal Closet so that if someone hijacks your account, they won't be able to steal your stuff? Perhaps a password. Sure. Let's put a password on every single feature of the game. I mean, if somebody guessed your password, what would stop them from guessing your closet password? I think what would be more likely is that people would start sending us 1,000 K-mails a day saying, I put a password on my closet and I forgot what it was. Can you please unlock it for me? And I would be like, no, sorry. You've just, you know, lost all your stuff. Don't use an easy-to-guess password. Seriously.
And
it's not that hard.
Don't enter your password anywhere that isn't Kingdom of Loathing. God, I told you about the last way that somebody managed to harvest a couple of passwords, right? Where the
now
guy
see,
said,
that,
like,
though,
come play my beta.
I mean,
like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that... I mean, it's one of those things, though, that if I was just somebody who played KOL,
mm-hmm.
I probably would not have thought to do that, to use a different password on a different site. I mean, now, you know, I mean, the thing is, like, on a lot of games that I play, I use the same password, because, I mean, if it's just something throwaway. I mean, the other thing is, I don't really care if somebody breaks into my account on some game that I'm probably going to play twice and then forget about.
Mm.
You know? But I don't know. That one was tricky. Like, that's pretty evil, what that guy did. I guess what he did was, this guy made a game, and he was like, hey, everybody, come play my game. And then when they signed up for accounts, he just tried all their usernames and passwords in KOL and found it. And apparently, like, we were talking to Zly about it, and I guess, you know, Boozer's game that he's working on, he will periodically check, and if he finds somebody who's done that, he'll just, like, send them a nasty K-mail saying, look, you know, be more careful with your passwords.
That's what
yeah,
I'm
to
sure.
keep passwords. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I didn't need to avoid that temptation because it is a bad idea to keep passwords in a human-readable form in the database. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what anybody's password is except mine.
And mine.
Because
but
they're not readable anyway. Oh, do I know what yours is?
Yeah. Because I'm one of those dipshits
who
uses the same password for everything.
Remind me. Tell me again out loud here on the radio what your password is.
Well, it's Mr. Skullhead 1, of course.
Oh, of course.
Because I had it as password with a 0 for a while. And then I thought that was kind of dumb.
And trust NO1.
Yes.
Yeah. That was great.
Jesus, when you said that, though,
yeah.
I almost forgot that we were on the radio and fucking told you.
Uh-huh.
Which was probably
that would
have
been
cool.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wow, it's 7:48. By the way, I was doing really well today until it was time to get on the radio. I was all full of energy and enthusiasm and vim and vigor. And then about 15 minutes before we were supposed to go on, it just all went out the window.
You got lethargic.
I also ate pretty close to right before that time.
Did you get lethargic?
From Chiba Hut. Maybe they slipped some Chiba into my blunt white widow.
I'm just wondering what a lethar is now that I've come up with that.
Oh, lethargic, I get it. I didn't get it until just now.
Did you get nostalgic? I'm done. Did you get magic? Now I'm done.
It would be tragic if you kept going and you're named Jick. Who's on first, Mr.
Plan to update any current food, drinks, plain items to fit into the newer content being introduced when the Sorceress gets pushed to level 13? If so, what and in what way? We ain't telling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm amused by these questions that ask about content that we're still writing.
Yeah.
Like, if someone were to ask, what's the April item of the month going to be? We'd, ha ha.
Walter Bubble says, I think we will load Elfin Shake into empty balloons and fire them at other PvP. It's win. User gets to win. Loser gets delicious shortcake.
You know, if there's
you can
one
just pretend
thing...
you've done that by sending someone a delicious shortcake.
It's one thing our player base gets. It's the ability to randomly affect other players.
Yeah.
You should do that more often.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be...
I don't know why nobody's pissed about buffs.
Yeah. I think that would be entertaining to just allow them to... choose a target and pelt them with shortcake from the blowgun. And it would do absolutely nothing, like 2 hit points of damage, and you get the shortbread.
Yep, 2 hit points of damage, man.
Damage, man. By the way, I figured out and kind of wished that I could close Pandora's box on it, but anything you can sing to Hall of the Mountain King, you can sing to Camptown Races. So I've now gone to automatic catapult, doo-da. It's just taking up way too much RAM.
You're going to have to stop doing that.
I wish I could.
SnuffStyle420 says, would you teach everyone to sing in perfect harmony? How about give everyone in KOL a Cloaca Cola?
I think that the second one is entirely more possible and likely, but still not very...
Who was it that was all... You know who's never bought the world a Coke? Coke.
I think that was Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. Well, great. Waterboo says, will there be a new council quest to replace the current missing one then? There is not a current missing one. The car was co-leveled with some other...
Wasn't that part of the big chunk of stuff you get all at once?
Yeah, I believe so. It's... You would have got it around, I don't know, with the primary stat of 10. You would have gotten the car quest more at level 3, and currently the quest is the typical tapping. So there is no missing council. I mean, the car thing wasn't required. To get the first quest anyway. Moving Well says, whatever happened to the prizes for LARP participation from KOLCon 2? They're there. It's just I'm waiting for someone to give me a comprehensive list of everyone who was at the LARP, and I don't know who I'm waiting for anymore. Josiah says, please let everyone know that Josiah is collecting sleeping snowy owls. For every 100 owls he gets, he will donate $1 to Food for the Poor. Okay. What?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you laughing at?
That.
What does foodforthepoor.com do?
I don't know, but for every 100 owls donating $1, criminy.
Yeah, that seems kind of low.
During the port, they say... Now that dual wielding is available, there should be a special effect for equipping the homoerotic frat paddle and the heteroerotic frat paddle. It could be called open-minded. That is funny, but
there's only one heteroerotic frat paddle in the game.
It is the Highlander of Kingdom of Loathing. Or one of the many things of which there can be only one. Ilya says, how do you make the two new gravy fairies? Personally, I type item 1 sleazy gravy fairy. And that tends to work, but you'll probably have to do something else.
Did we pay attention? Oh, what is it? Is it... did we... I forgot what I was going to say. Cheesebutt says, who are the Devsters? What is Channel Dev? Why are they not banned? Because they're multis. Devsters are these accounts that the dev team can check out to do stuff, the testy-wise. They do things with their testies. Yeah, you can't look at them. SnuffStyle420 says, Isaac Hayes quit South Park recently because they poked fun at Scientology, his religion. Who would you pick to do a new voice for Chef? A less crazy version of Isaac Hayes.
Eddie Deason.
Who's Eddie Deason?
He was the nerd in Grease and the voice of either Snap, Crackle, or Pop. He just has this really high nasal voice. That'd be great. Jesus, Isaac Hayes is a Scientologist. Man, that Isaac Hayes is one crazy mother.
Shut your mouth.
I already have, because that took you way too long.
Sorry, dude. I'm telling you, it's like I'm stoned, except I'm not.
And I'm all, like, jumpy and bouncy for the rare show.
What about for the rare steak?
Even more so.
Susie the Third says, are there any plans in dual-wielding possible for an item? Susie, nope. Bulgarian 670 says, when you enter chat, it says there are XXX amount of people in this channel. With slash who, it's a significantly lower amount. Any chance of changing this? I.e., there are XXX amount of people chatting on KL or something. I don't know of a way in which that's demonstrably inaccurate. Something xenophobe that I'm unaware of that's, or anyone, this counts the number of who are in that. It might. No, man. I'm gonna, whoops. What the hell? I'm going to log in, and I'm going to see how many people it tells me are in the channel. All right. It says there are currently four players in this channel. I'm going to do a slash who, and there are four players in this channel. So. Yeah, it's possible that the number of people changes in between when you go in and when you do a who, but I don't know. Noob says, hey, Jake, will the new NPC do anything other to sign the bitch and meat cards? You should, I know it's entire sentences, but you should read all of the announcement.
You should also, and this is just something that's been boiling my entire semester and a half of teaching, learn the difference between T-H-E-N and T-H-A-N. They're two different words. Read a book.
They are?
Yeah. I spent the entire last semester trying to teach my students that. Like, if you get one thing out of my class, here it is. I gave a lecture on it. I gave them a worksheet on it. And at the end, I dropped their grade 10% on their papers if they fucked it up. And still,
sweet.
As many people,
you had the freedom to do that
at the beginning than as at the end. Yeah. Because I got 10% of their grade was on grammar and mechanics, and I said, you know, even if this is a flawless paper, if you confuse then and then, I'm going to take all of your grammar and mechanics points away. And they still fucked it up. I mean, it's like...
See, I think I would do the same thing if I was teaching it, except I would also add the, if you do could of or should of, I'm going to cut your throat in addition to reducing your grade by 10%.
That probably would have fallen afoul of the administrative policies of the university. Somehow.
Well, you know, we all have to make sacrifices, Mr. Skeller.
But human sacrifices.
Yeah.
Okay, for the record...
If Endler says, please... What? Huh?
For the record, kids, T-H-E-N is a time word. It indicates something happened after something else. Van, T-H-A-N, is a comparison word. He is taller than I am. He is taller than I am because of the difference between my fucking then and then.
What if height is contingent on somebody else's height? Would say, is taller than I am.
Yeah, well, if they...
Because that's like where you would say, he is taller than I am.
So you're taking turns, like, standing on a ladder?
No, because you'd have to, I don't know.
You're taking turns eating from room.
Maybe you're tied to someone, so. If,
yeah.
You know those things that they put on your leg to make you taller? That, like, they just screw a quarter turn and it stretches the in your shins out or what?
Yeah. Actually, they break the bones and turn the screws. Yeah, they break. pistons and turn the screws, move the bones farther, and then they grow together. Which indicates that China is all kinds of fucked up.
You know what I would like, though? I wish my feet were all squished into broken toe, pointy, little, tiny, petite, delicate Chinese girl feet.
Yeah. You have some.
I wish my parents had done that to me.
Man.
Or that thing where, what culture was it that, they would wrap the towels around babies' heads and tie them real tight when their heads were still soft so that they would make their heads pointy?
I don't know, but my friend Zach Fisick's dad appears to be from the culture.
Oh, yeah?
You ever see that dude's head? So
no.
You have to picture a bald man with kind of a ring hair, Jason Alexander ring hair, but with the top of his head coming to an almost perfect point. Completely shaped like an egg, and apparently that happened sometime near after birth, and it feel like fixing it. And as long as he had hair, it didn't look odd, but, man.
Wow. If I was that guy, I would just start some tattoo. Tattoo.
Just swear once.
My new word for today.
For that guy, I would some kind of tat my head until it wasn't anymore. Just falling apart. What do you say we take 10?
Yeah, I would actually suggest taking 58 at this point, but I'll take what I can get.
Oh, it's fun. And in honor of the fucked up surgery for Chinese leg lengthening, here's You Turn the Screws.
When you turn the screws. am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day.
So hopefully my reconnecting, or actually disconnecting my wireless internet, will help this situation a little bit. I don't know what's going on. My wireless network is encrypted, so I shouldn't have anybody stealing my bandwidth, but could possibly be. I'm at home alone, unless the cats are on the laptop. Generally when they are, they're just lying on top of it. So hopefully that helps. Let's get Jake back in here.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
You know, are we on again?
Yeah, we are. I was thinking that there ought to be a switch somewhere on the router that could just turn off the wireless functionality, so I wouldn't have to mess with the wires to do that, but I guess that wouldn't come in handy as often as it would be a pain in the ass. So I don't know what the deal is. They were saying we were buffering pretty horribly. And
yeah, that's what I heard.
I have an encrypted network that's in the house, and none of the two computers that are hooked into it are on right now. So I don't get it. My computer is always hooked directly into the router, but I just hooked it directly into the modem. So
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Jesus says, radio foil, make it one-handed. Most, if not all, real-life foils are purely one-handed, and it's just a lot cooler to use it one-handed. Actually, it's be just a lot cooler to use it one-handed, but hey.
I don't know. I think that it's less a foil than a miniature radio tower, and it seems like you'd have to hold it by two of its four legs.
Pretty heavy,
Or two of its
Bunny of Andler says, please define in the fullness of time in today's announcement. I'd love to know when the new guild quests are coming out. Salivates. Sometime between now and the end of time.
So now I'm waiting for the end of time to hurry up and arrive.
What did Riff say?
Riff said the next one is pretty much ready to go.
The next one is pretty much ready to go. I think it requires some artwork and maybe a little bit of retuning. We'll see. They're not white enough for me. He put a bunch of stuff in. It's theoretically in this quest, there's a bunch of stuff in Whitey's Grove that isn't white.
But the quest that
things around the park, they're like, oh, boy.
Riff, he's making feeble excuses. LambiePie2 says, can you delete a mod? That shouldn't be allowed. Why not?
No, we've always said that if you delete a mod, you just give up your right to have a warning before you get banned. But
yeah.
You're as free to do that as you are to wear sunscreen.
That's true. And everybody is free to wear sunscreen.
Indeed.
Flat Luigi says, is the notification for clan leaders when someone applies or joins via whitelist to a clan still on the back burner? Also, any chance of making the shout filter a bit more lenient? No!
Those are the things we can do without.
Come on! I'm talking to you!
Oh, okay. I really couldn't continue. Right?
How about, says Jay Hersko, how about a small reward for people who send in suggestions that you use in the game? Something like this certificate of completion in your campground. Well, if it's a significant suggestion that we usually give them a line in the acknowledgments. That's an award and a reward. We're making fun of Zare for wearing wolf shirts. There was a Spamusement comic that was like, you should have read the notice or whatever, and it's this guy in a wolf shirt walking into a room with a sign that says no wolf shirts, and everybody else in the room has a horse shirt on. And Zare comes to his own defense by saying, my totally hot girlfriend, who is actually real, happens to like my shirts. So, yeah. I guess there are girls who like those wolf shirts.
Yeah, and he's his girlfriend, who is not only real but really hot. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Is there a picture of her somewhere?
You met her in Columbus.
Oh, did I? Which one was she?
Princess Sunshine.
Oh, she was cute.
Indeed.
I'm not allowed to say that anybody is really hot except my wife.
And
because honestly, no one but my wife is really hot.
And oddly enough, I have the same restriction, which is really, you know, it's kind of bad with my fiance, because I can only say that your wife is hot. Anyway, Fasulibon says to move your.
She's always getting mad.
Fasulibon says to move your mic a little closer to your head.
Huh. Okay. How about that?
Sure. That'll be fine.
Glebe says, since you brought it up, could you go out on everybody's free?
I don't think
that
I
have a copy of that.
I don't have a copy of that.
I can send you a copy. I'll see if it throttles my. What I mean is, buy you a copy of the CD real quick.
Send me $1 via PayPal so I can get it on iTunes, and then I can burn it to a CD and rip it back to my computer, so it'll be a FTP3.
Yeah. We were just talking about Baz Luhrmann. My wife doesn't like Moulin Rouge.
That's unfortunate.
I think she just doesn't understand. I think I'm just going to tie her down and make her watch 50 times. All right, attaching this file, and then we'll see if this affects my voice quality.
It seemed coming through Skype.
I don't know. I mean, our upstream is pretty throttled, so I don't know. Do I sound weird? Do I sound cool? Do I sound funny?
You do sound funny. I wouldn't say like a clown funny, but funny.
Right. Life is a Lemon says, are there any Munchkin references in the game? I don't know that it would be cool for us to put Munchkin references in the game, because Munchkin is kind of doing exactly the same thing that we are, and I'm sort of constantly worried about accidentally treading on the same territory that they've treaded on in some way, because I don't want... Not that I feel like Steve Jackson Games would, like, throw down, you know?
Yeah, it seems like he would be pretty easygoing. There are
there are what?
There are already some overlaps there where they've made very similar jokes to the jokes that we have made, and I mean, there's really no point in figuring out whether we came up with them first or they did. It just seems like they're part of the hive mind.
They were really sort of done in parallel. I mean, Yeah. Darth Palm says, is there a new character class coming soon? If so, what is it? No, there will never be a new character class. Just not going to work. Ricker Scott says, you've played too many video games like Doom 3 where stuff pops up for no reason except that you reach a trigger. I don't know, that was... What? That was when you were talking about how Aliens is like a video game?
Yeah. I mean, I'll grant you, when Aliens was made, there were no video games like that. But that doesn't make it any better.
I really like Aliens, man. Alien versus Predator, though, that played like a movie that they were making sure they could make a video game of.
Hmm.
Which is weird, because there was already an Alien versus Predator video game. And I don't think they've made any video games based on the specific movie property. I'm really waiting for Alien versus Predator 3, because the second one is so fucking good. It's one of those, hey, that mail finally sent. It's one of those first-person shooters with just a really, really compelling and atmospheric story. Armac says, because, of course, Armac knows everything about movies, the Gladiator effect was really invented by Steven Spielberg in Saving Private Ryan. It involves high contrast, handheld cameras, and skip processing, which omits frames.
That makes sense.
Unlike the skippy processing, which they use to depict Alex Keaton's friends in Family Ties.
Covered in peanut butter.
Yes. Playing Risk.
By unchoosing.
Ron says, what the fuck? There's a comic called Alien versus Predator versus the Terminator. I'm not kidding. Well, I mean, there's no reason that those three things couldn't exist in the same timeline, I guess. Although, huh. Alien and the Terminator might interfere, because they don't talk about, oh, remember when we won the war against the machines?
Right.
Back in the day. Although, I guess, theoretically, it never happened if the Terminator movies, if they succeed. I mean, Terminator 4 could come out, and they actually fix it.
Yeah. Did you ever see the third Terminator? So I don't know if I should or
yeah.
not.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think you'll just be angry.
Hmm. Does it have really that one really hot chick with no clothes on? Because that was pretty much the only reason I would have seen it.
I don't know which hot chick with no clothes on you're talking about.
The Terminator? In the
Is that girl really hot?
Kristen and Locken? Yeah.
Huh. Eh. You forget that I'm gay.
Yeah. Freaking.
So. Yeah, no, I don't remember finding that girl particularly attractive.
Hmm.
I think Claire Danes is attractive.
That's true.
She's the attractive girl in that movie. Who do you think would win in a fight of Alien versus Predator versus the Terminator?
My money's on anyone but the American viewing public.
Who was that? It was like a Slashdot poll. It was like most anticipated movie sequel. It was like Alien versus Predator versus Mary Kate versus Ashley, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then four fast and like five times as furious. Which I don't. Now that I think about that, that doesn't seem like a Slashdot poll. That seems more like an Onion thing. I don't know.
Did you see the
Raph's what?
Yeah, well, we can go back to the questions. That's probably a better way to go.
No, did I see the what?
The short film that was the Batman No Exit thing, where it was Batman and he like fights the Joker for a while, and then like an alien shows up and a predator shows up and he takes out the predator, and then like the aliens, like suddenly there's like 20 aliens, and then it fades to black, and it's like Batman versus Alien versus Predator.
This is, eventually they're just going to release an actual movie version of the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny.
Uh-oh.
I'm betting Tobias from 28 Days Later, or from 28 Days Later, what the fuck, from Arrested Development. I'm looking at the screen while I'm trying to talk. Tobias from Arrested Development actually won the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny. Rockstar says, will the fountain never have a purpose? and purpose is spelled kind of like porpoise. A porpoise. I mean, like, one of those babies holds a jug. Or like a fountainster.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's a porpoise.
That was a poor spelling.
Attempt at a joke. The fountain may have a purpose, and it may have a porpoise.
I think that it should have both. Have
a porpoise with the purpose. Mm-hmm. What is the origin of the flagon with the dragon has the brew that is true?
The chalice in the palace. That's a Danny Kaye movie, and I can't remember which one it is. But I'm sure the IMDb would know.
Danny Kaye.
One of the, like, 1940s comedians kind of dude.
Hmm. I saw this, somebody, it was like a Metafilter link, somebody unearthed this public television channel from, like, Dallas in, like, 1975, had four of the guys from Monty Python on it and interviewed them as part of their telethon, and just never been, like, found part of, like, been taped over, but there was, like, 15 minutes of footage that had never been seen by anybody since it originally aired. That was kind of cool. So Graham Chapman, while he was still alive. The interviews with him from after he died aren't nearly as cool.
Yeah. Okay, so before somebody everybody writes me and tells me what it is, it's The Court Jester is the movie. The pellet with the poisons and the flagon with the dragon, the vessel with the vessel has the brew that is true.
Hmm. The pellet with the poison?
The pellet with the poisons and the flagon with the dragon. The vessel with the pestle has the brew that is true. They broke the chalice from the palace. Sounds entertaining.
Guru says, what is the point of the sunken chest? That is the longest running unsolved puzzle in the game.
Yeah, totally.
Nobody has figured out how to open it. Gibbs says, since you want your whiteness, how about making White History Month? But no. All 11 months that aren't Black History Month are White History Month.
Totally.
Lothar Bootdrinker says, there are black hockey players now, so let's move on, huh?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, we already had. Marty Cohen says, what's the best use for tip clovers? Is there anything better than 1,000 meat from Cobb? There's all kinds of things. Depends on your situation. But clovers afford you a greater control over what happens. So, Flink says, can you please focus on the attack button multi-round combat? That is, when you're on a low resolution, you have to chase the attack button all over the screen. That is a good idea. Yeah. JavaScript. Focus on attack button. Yeah, just make it make focus hit that button when the page loads. Should be pretty trivial. Beaner McGee says, you should make spices cause heartburn, indigestion, and diarrhea. Nothing funnier than diarrhea.
And indigestion.
Beaner McGee also says, may your dog
I don't think he knows what words mean.
Neither. Wrath says, will the 28 Days Later version of Foil ever return? Probably not. Zen says, is there an Alt-F4 joke somewhere in the game? Yeah, it's actually an Easter egg. If you hit Alt-F4 while you're playing the game, you see the Alt-F4 joke.
Mm-hmm. See, one of the things I really like to do in Kingdom of Loathing is long-time content and roll it out and then take it away and show it again. So, yeah.
The best 28 Days Later thing was a while.
Yeah.
The Ring is back. Is it back in black?
No idea what to do about that. Up downloading the song. Which might be a good
doesn't make any difference. I mean, your downstream doesn't make any difference.
Maybe streams are getting crossed.
Could be. Penguin Scare Me asks if there's a level cap. No, there is not. Get as high level as you want. Dan Master said, you make the Tavern Cellar disco drink drops have more often on the special. Nope, they are. Nia says, how about giving Everett's raise? Hey, that's a great.
I think we will, for the holiday, everyone gives us $10.
Yeah, right. That's a great holiday.
Yep.
MaxK50Steeps, he asks, a lot of people have asked for a long, long time, could we get a list all the members of your band that are online? I keep meaning to do because I can hear your goddamn barking, make it stop. We don't have... Was there a neighbor sparking? No? Sorry. You should go over there. Tell them to stop. Zenzer says, are there any candy simile game? Well, that's candy simile. I don't know about literary terms.
Something that's maybe as laz or as raz? A dot candy?
Or that came down like a wolf on the fold? Would that be a metaphor?
No, the light... Daz are the Malays.
Like and Daz are Malays?
Yeah.
Okay. yeah. Swans have existed since the 1500s, at least, Link, yeah. Denmeter says, what's the unit of meat, and why isn't there a vegetarian path? The unit of meat is meat. And there isn't a vegetarian path because I didn't want to go through and mark every food as to whether it's vegetarian or not. Although, that's something that I keep telling the vegan that I would do for him.
Isn't most of the food, except for the prawn stuff, not, doesn't have meat in it?
Well, there's all the cat appendix stuff, and I guess the lick eye counts as meat.
I don't know, does undead flesh count? Or is it just dead flesh?
I don't know. But, I mean, if you read death something that's undead, doesn't that count as dead flesh?
That makes my brain hurt. Stop it, brain, or I'll stab you with a Q-tip.
So do the undead.
When they munch on it?
Because they eat brains?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently this track is 7 minutes long.
It is. Pasta Golem says, will the basic foon and spork ever be smithable into better items? It seems rather silly to have a basic version of something that can't become non-basic. Well, yeah. You're right.
We would never be silly.
Beaner McGee says, you should make it so we can delete our accounts. 4 times, at least.
Why does he want to delete his account Beaner 4 times?
Yeah. No, Beaner McGee, because somebody would guess your password and delete your account. Durin 10 says, on the show Brainiac, they had a guy drink his own purified piss. Is there any way this could be incorporated into KOL?
You can do it at home all you want.
Yeah, your own piss while play KOL. Shit says, who is Olaf and what's Deal? I think Deal is a mop. A lot of people saying that Hank should rebuild. Senor Random asks, if there's any way in your character sheet that you can show the combat into a bonus that you have. Big Bean says, Jake, could you please give me a dollar? No. Heartless One sends me some more porn. Wow. There's a lot of questions and not a lot of good questions. Wrath says, is there any way you could make it possible to demake things like meat stacks into plain meat? Yes, auto-sell them. Gives you exactly the amount of meat that took to make them. Big Bean says, can we or will we be able to delete our accounts? I wonder if Big Bean and Beaner McGee are in cahoots. No.
You know what's better than spamming us with a question? Making a multi to spam us with a question from 2 accounts.
Breed says, the who is always there. I have checked many times. I'm weird like that. Try a popular channel. I don't know. Dragon Meat Kill says, Jick, Mr. Skullhead, you are both awesome. Yeah, oh, someone says, along the line of the porn, I would like to say there are not enough boob references in the game. That's because Mr. Skullhead is the one who writes all the sexual references, and Mr. Skullhead is, as he has ever been, an ass man.
I'm afraid so. Jamiroquai says, if you're looking for more ways to have players affect each other, you could put toilet paper into the demon market, make it so players can TP other campgrounds. I mean, not that we're
that
really
be,
looking for that.
That would be virtual sanity.
Would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just...
So Bell and Bootsuri say, the Ions that did the head binding. Big beats if we could please study that I have a pet waltz. The Gun Run says, what is the way to turn a girl down relationship? I was found at having them leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just care too much about them. Or because you stop calling. Or because you make fun of their taste in movies. Or just say, you should leave now because I don't like you anymore.
I always say this with projectiles, but really?
Say it by firing her out of a catapult.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Gun Run says, when was the first time you saw the text LOL and what did you do? I don't remember.
No, that was a long time ago.
Suzuka says, was the text for Doc Reindeer written based on some personal experience? If so, I'm scared. If not, I'm still scared.
What is the text for Doc Reindeer?
For, I don't know.
I will look him up. That's what I do.
The Halloween, the thing that Riff wrote?
Oh, what? What did Rip write in it before?
Yeah, what a fat fit. You must be pretending the local Halloween festive. Remember, though, that purging yourself on sugary junk food may seem like fun. It's very unhealthy and sure to give you severe problems later in life. Problems like high blood pressure, stool polyps, and various whole diseases of the gastrointestinal tract. Take one of these pine cones instead. They're much better for you and your colon.
Hmm.
Glad we got the rectal polyps reference in the game.
Yeah.
You ever had a rectal polyp?
No, I don't think I have. I had an old polyp, and that's kind of unfortunate.
Oh, really?
No.
Because that can happen. I think any mucous membrane get polyps on it. Elia says, if you get sting, there's a chance you're alone. You just ate. That's true. Sometimes people just sleepy after eating.
I always thought it was because your blood busy doing your digesting for you. I mean, your blood goes to your stomach, less blood in your head or brain. I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
The Gunrun asks why I like Asians. It's the time spent in that Hanoi pit of hell. Reason Jane doesn't like Asians. I, you know, wasn't really in a prisoner of war camp. The Gun says, do you know anyone with AIDS personally? No. Unrun also says, how many girlfriends did you have during high school? Zero.
Interesting.
He asks how big my PC game collection is, and I don't know. It's big. What's the most money you've ever spent on one thing and on one something and regretted it? I don't know. $50 for like a game I didn't like.
Hmm.
I've never regretted any of my major purchases. I like car, I like my house. Those are the most expensive things I've ever bought.
I kind of regret locking myself into the car that I'm driving, but yeah, it was necessary at the time, though.
You know, there's a hand on the inside that lets you open it.
No, not mine. It's like a police car.
You have to call AAA when you locked yourself in the car.
No, mine's like a cop car on all four doors.
Wow, that's hot. It
really sucks.
I spent a lot of time in the back of a police car when I was a kid. Gunrun says, if you found a magical language gene who would grant you the ability to speak any language, which one would it be? Like, hi, my gene.
Yeah. I just figured it was some of treatment. Enable you.
Yeah, so actually when I first looked at it, but Riff suggested the magical gene would have a very long tongue. It makes him able to speak languages magically.
Hmm.
Gene Simmons is a prick.
Are we down to the, has it come to this? Are we answering the gun 20 questions?
Yeah, we're not.
Heartless One asked if either of us have heard of mindless self-indulgence. If yes, what did you... I've done plenty of mindless self-indulgence in my time, and I've found it entertaining. Although not mentally stimulating.
Is that like a TV show or a band or something?
Yeah, it's a band.
Is the band any good?
Heard.
The Gunrun says, did your marching bands ever participate in a USSBA championship? If so, where and which one? No, but the band that I was in high school did play at the NCAA finals. We were a TV winner in Champaign, Illinois, so that was kind of cool. Wolf V says, actually, the meat car is required to beat the naughty source because otherwise you can't get the dingy dingy. Right, it's not required to get any Sorcerer's Quest. All right, says you should end your show with some 52s for Sirius. Oh, and a grammar question for Scully. Is it more correct to say B-52S or B-52 apostrophe S? Wouldn't the second one be possessive? I've thought that you were never, ever, ever supposed to use an apostrophe to pluralize.
There's kind of a split in the grammar community on that. Like, let's say that DV should have an apostrophe.
There's a so grammar community.
Yeah. And so should CD. Because they're abbreviations or after a number, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I wouldn't stress it either way. And the B-52s suck. They just suck real
what?
Bad.
This
is what the show where everyone's going to be like, Mr. Skullhead is so negative, he hates everything, because we've managed to hit on like 4 things that I don't like.
Yeah.
Let's write a song. I'll just say random stuff, and I'll shout like a big old homo.
You're such an asshole.
I am.
You know.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Well, are we on the radio?
I guess.
The Gunrun says, what was the longest amount of time you've had sex?
I've been having sex for years.
I'm going to say 17 seconds. Dragon Me Kill says, how did this game get so popular? I have no idea.
Yeah, if we knew that, we'd be rich.
The Gunrun says, what was the first computer you ever used? A TRS-80 Color Computer 2.
Hmm. I think mine was just a regular old C64. Quasi Stoic says, I can't hear you now. Good. Can you hear me now? Can you?
What?
Can you hear me now?
What?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good.
The Gunrun says, what is your view on cable versus DSL? It's cable because I refuse to give the phone company here another cent for as long as I live.
Yeah, the phone company here are a bunch of bastards.
Steve Jackson says, Ron says, of Steve Jackson, once I emailed him late at night about some obscure munchkin rule, he responded in like 10 minutes and we had a jolly good conversation. He's really fucking cool. You should show him the game. He'd probably give you props. I would say that it's unlikely that nobody else told him about it, so.
Yeah. We're more about letting our place do that kind of thing. seems kind of self-saying, like, hey, check out the website. But if somebody else is, hey, check out this cool web that I found.
Yeah. I had Phoenix ask Pendet if he had played well, but then my mom was all, you should card. You should give him a card. Like, no. He punched me in the bag sack.
I did a...
Because he totally would have.
Oh, totally. I gave one to Joss Whedon. But
oh, yeah?
I don't think he ever
you're
played.
Yeah, but fucking fanboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Darth Palm says, it's Darn. Well, you should stop capitalizing on that. Gunrun asks if there are any tsunamis in KOL.
There's a tsunami of bargains at the Demon Market.
That's great. The Gunrun says, if the PS could open a wormhole to anywhere and any time you wanted, would you not buy one? I already have one. SnuffStyle420 says, how many McDonald's commercials make you cringe? How many McDonald's commercials are there?
Yeah, I would have to say...
Remember that creepy one from... I think I saw this recently, and it was on some... I think it might... It might have been on X Entertainment, or it was on something I saw, a best recording of something from the 80s. That one where those kids are ice skating, and that kid is like, all can't keep with the other kids. And then Ronald McDonald comes out and, like, Gaylord's over him on the figure skating. God, that commercial's creepy. It's so off guy that we buy our swear from is named Ron McDonald. Just Happy Here says, Kristanna Loken, the third Terminator, is a lesbian in real life, which makes her all the hotter, in my opinion.
Lesbian, not so hot. Bisexual, sure.
Well,
you know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying words now. I'm not really making it. I'm not really listening to them.
Bad AM 4000 says, when is new TT stuff coming out? I don't know. Soon. Decyclops says, Igor said don't cross the streams. No. Egon said don't cross the streams. Igor said, yes, master.
Don't cross the streams, master. Sure. The Gunrun asked why we haven't gotten squid yet. But he forgot the cue.
All right. Ow! Son of a... Well, there went the database server.
I just refreshed, though, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then, you're in charge of answering... asking questions.
The Jeff says, can you inhale Ultra Rares draw? Once in a while, you'll encounter a monster that you'd see very often, and when you beat him, it will drop the Ultra Rare.
But it's, for some reason, the ultra rares, not common.
Yeah. Who would guess? The Gunrun asked why there hasn't been a disaster yet for 2006. Keep in mind that it took us October to hit white, so... these things take... We just random a bunch of shit and we screw up the game.
It's true. I think, like, the disasters, we always come up with a bunch of cool content to make up for the disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to read a question or something.
Oh, I forgot, yeah. Well over approaching while you're battling the Naughty Sword Time, says Joe. What does happen if you're in the first battle?
I kicks you out of the fight. You'd have to start over.
You know, you get 15 warning. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Use it. Adamant, I just had this idea of possible combat at the tavern. Your thought? Sounds good. He didn't actually send me. I can only some combat adventures in the tent. Sounds good. Let's see. We have such a riff of things to talk about.
Is it a hater? Perhaps an alm?
Yeah.
Mr. Skullet, when did I get
I'm going to say after you got married. Because Ed, right before got married, that would be really helping.
Yeah. Did I get stupid after I got married?
Oh, but if I were to lie that you got stupids before you got married, cast doubts upon.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're just stepping out of your way to not be insulting, rather than implying any action at all.
Exactly.
I think I got stupid right before on the radio, actually, the case, because I did, you know, I worked some stuff today. I changed the way Red work on the back end so that it's simpler data structure-wise, and it's we can have a wrestler that actually works. Do any kind of REST requiring any kind of, and you can mark REST private so that they only work in dev, which will make it a lot easier to test the Naughty Sorcerer's 13 content. NS13. That's what I've decided to call that project.
This
capital
summer,
capital S 13. In a world. Yeah, I know.
We
so
really
says
need
we can't to do it because it's the number 13.
We really need to have somebody out there cut a trailer for NS13. You can grab some kind of battle scenes from Braveheart, you know. The kingdom is overrun with monsters.
I'm going back to the Midwest in a week. I could cut a trailer.
Ho ho.
Get it? I grew up in a trailer.
Is that like cutting an album?
I don't think so.
You should go ahead and record an entire like Airstream trailer. That'd be good. Dougalicious
says you can take a person out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the person. I never actually lived in a trailer park.
Just
I lived in
a
trailer that was
trailer.
Parked.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Dougalicious asks, why can't you beat the fly bend with a fly sweater in your offhand? Because you can't hit the flies with it in your offhand. Because it's not as
yeah, you're not as
accurate. Word.
To your mother. You know what I found? I found this orange Microsoft Word hat.
Awesome.
And the Paisley tube.
I feel like I should try and down the brick to make another one of the
or the frag the despair fragments of the Paisley tube hat. It'll be the quest.
I just have to find all of the people I gave it to, and I think most of them I'm still in contact with, really.
Yeah. See, unlike you, I didn't want to cup the lasting symbol of our friendship, Mr. Head.
I always the lasting symbol of our friendship was the like two I got of Halfart with your name on it, and the tat you got of Bubba Pet.
What? Bubba Fett?
Yep.
Oh, I reckon I'm gonna hunt me some bounty. I'm Bubba Fett.
I'm sorry, Booba Fett. What the fuck?
It's catch. Okay, insisting that you not said Bubba does not make me those people. Just
that is the only way I've ever anybody who's not Emperor Palpatine pronounce it.
What? Buffett?
Yes. Because
Riff, have you ever heard one say Bubba Fett?
Don't bring Riff to our Rift.
Yeah. Why don't you eat some Rub-a-Tus?
I'm just saying or, the difference between pronunciation not as pronounced enough for you to make a big bet.
Can you tell me where on the earth of Chile is? You consult your glove.
Oh.
Haha. Yeah. Your name is Tubby.
God damn it. My joke was funny and you stepped on it to make fun of me.
What? What was your joke?
That the lasting symbols of our friendship are the
yeah, I know,
half-heart
I know.
Tattoo I got and the Boba Fett tattoo you got.
The Boba Fett tattoo that I got. No, that was really funny, actually. I just,
yeah, nobody will remember
I wish
that.
I had a Boba Fett. I wish I had a Boba Fett tattoo. I guess I could get a Boba Fett tattoo.
Wait, did you just say Boba Fed? That doesn't make any sense. Somebody should smack you in the head.
Why don't you get us a Boba Fett toupee? We could just kind of go full circle.
Yeah.
All right, I've lost it.
Well, we do have a 7-minute long song to go
out
on.
Yeah, we have a 7-minute song to go out on, yeah. I think we're done with this.
All right, folks. I'll see you Monday, and actually, I will not
see
you Monday.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to be back either.
You're not going to be back. By Monday? Next. Monday next, you back?
We're coming back on Monday, late.
Right.
So I sincerely doubt if I will be home by 7.
Okay, then it's...
We'll get somebody to cover that.
Yeah, so we're going to St. Louis.
I'm actually gone on Thursday, too, so I'm guessing it'll just be Zine and Riffphobe.
Which was a damn good show. I just listened to that.
It was. And it's cool, because, you know, I never get to listen to these shows.
Right.
So it's neat when it's... He refuses to call it... Zine refuses to put the Zine and Riffophobe.
Which is probably good. I like Hot and Riff stuff as kind of one of them.
Yeah.
It looks like we get back at 7:37 on Monday.
Are you sure you don't get the type of plane?
No, that's weird, though. It is a 7:37. We arrive at 7:37.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It makes me glad we didn't take an Airbus. I wouldn't know when the fuck we were getting back.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're getting giddy. We'll talk to you later, folks. We're just not sure when.
Good night.